Ryan Twiss says that one of his favorite things to do is cook, often making food for his parents. He prepares dishes such as hamburgers, hot dogs, and bacon, sometimes doing so alongside his father. This parent-child culinary bonding has no doubt strengthened their relationship, owing in part to an organization called Pivot Point. "I love it. Pivot Point is awesome for me," Twiss said, adding that he loves the staff. It was at the BC-based organization's Life program, which they started in Milton this past December, where Twiss learned to explore his love of cooking. Kathleen Nesbitt Daly helps Laura, who is Sarah Burgess' sister, learn to tie shoelaces. Mansour Tanweer, Milton Today. Country Heritage Park is the group's first location outside BC, continuing its programs of providing various services aiding people with diverse abilities. Those with autism, Down syndrome, Tourette's syndrome, and many other neurodivergents get a variety of supports. In the case of Milton's Life program, therapy consists of picking up skills as simple as crafts and as complex as social skills. The program is overseen by Kathleen Nesbitt Daly and Sarah Burgess, both registered behavioral analysts. Using data gathered from staff progress reports and surveys given to participants, the pair can design programs and, as the organization's name implies, pivot as needs evolve. "We are obsessed with data," Burgess joked. "We are really focused on building that quality of life and having a good time while we do it," she said while her clients enjoyed a dance party break in the background. Nesbitt Daly finds the method more accountable. "Our clients rate how helpful they thought different programs were and how they thought the staff were. So we're able to reflect and see, did you actually like this? Did you find it was helpful to you?" Nesbitt Daly said. Visiting Country Heritage Park during one of Pivot Point's Tuesday, February 18th, sessions, the atmosphere was social, friendly, and fun. Despite it being a serious place of learning, there was plenty of room for enjoyment and warmth, with everyone learning at their own pace. The day, among other exercises, included learning how to pitch getting hired at a job. The service provider is the brainchild of Crystal Thompson and Steve Cunningham, whose dissatisfaction with existing programs fueled their collaboration. "My experience in the Lower Mainland, of BC, was that folks were being warehoused. And they were doing meaningless work where they would put screw bolts on nuts," Thompson said. "At the end of the day, staff would go and pull the bolts off the nuts just so they can do it again the next day. It was really meaningless," she also said. "It was so generalized." Thompson and Cunningham opted to differentiate Pivot Point by tailoring their service to each client. "We do have a systematic approach, but the systematic approach is individualized service," Cunningham said in echoing his colleague. Ryan Twiss, Middle, in one of his classes. Mansour Tanweer, Milton Today. The Life program would not have arrived in Milton without the help of several local advocates, two of whom are Mary Barnes and Elaine Cray. The mothers of diversely abled adult children have been advocating for similar services in southern Ontario. Cray called Pivot Point's way a refreshing agenda that aims to continue the development of life skills, and found their client-centered and focus on individual needs most appealing. Laura's excitement speaks volumes. "Every morning, she can't get to the program fast enough, and at the end of the day she's always the last to gather her things because she doesn't want to leave," Barnes explained. There will be an official grand opening on February 28 from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Country Heritage Park. Pivot Point is accepting new clients and interested parties can find more information on its website.